All right.
Where I don't see your coworker power rankings.
Oh, man. You know, that's a lot of work for me. I'm glad you said that, though, because now I see my audio is a little too high. So I appreciate that. Appreciate you bringing that
up. That's never stopped you before.
All right, call it out.
Week 7 of the TPS NFL update starts at this moment.
Look at this. This is amazing. I can even fade the audio. Oh, my gosh. This is going to work out so well. Welcome, everyone. I'm EDiddy999. This is the TBS NFL update. And with me is Born34.
Yep.
John underscore McClain.
Hello.
And Thomas Mader.
EDiddy, you can't look at audio.
You can't? Yeah, you can. I'm looking at it right now. Okay. Shut up, Tomater. Next topic. There is so much going on, I don't even know where to start. Michigan's amazing. The Cubs are winning the World Series. I got excuse machine. I need to run this through you guys. Is this excuse machine or not? I mean, Ohio State lost. And this is, could it be the best week ever? I can't decide. Whoop.
Did the Rough Riders win?
Not quite then. Yeah, not quite the best week.
I am killing it in my Yahoo League. I'm just my real league. I'm just letting you guys know.
Your real league?
The league I care about. I'm killing it.
Well, that's actually pretty accurate. You don't really care about this league. We're just now 7 weeks in and you're able to connect audio with the rest of the co-hosts.
We had one episode where half of the people couldn't hear the other half. We did that. And it was a full show and I don't think anybody noticed.
Well, I think that's just our professionalism.
Okay. So I guess let's start at the beginning. We had our TPS NBA draft last Sunday, and it was amazing. I have to say, it was probably the best auction draft I've been a part of, and I've been a part of two. So I know what I'm talking about. So let's talk about what happened in that auction draft. First, almost everyone was there, which was very encouraging. I think we had three people on auto picks.
How does auto pick drafting work?
They're incredibly aggressive at bidding.
Yes. And they're going for that perceived value or the estimated value from ESPN. So mm-hmm. I had a strategy for the auto pickers. I'm not going to lie. I'm like picking trash that I don't want. So that the auto pickers would hopefully bid themselves up and take that player just to get them off the board and use up some money. That's a good strategy.
You realize that's not a new strategy though, right?
What do you mean that's not? I just invented that.
What?
I call it banking the auto pickers.
Oh, okay. I called it something different, but.
The next strategy I implored was get all the nasty calves off the table. Nominate all the Cavs so that Bohr could waste all his money on the Cavs. The problem
I didn't waste all my money on Cavs.
You didn't?
No.
I know. So it didn't quite work.
Right.
A little disappointed there that you didn't try to get the Cavs. To get
you
all
You ended
those
up
Cavs.
With one of the Cavs and you overpaid.
Who? Who did I get that I overpaid?
The King!
The King! That's right! I got the King for free! I can't believe this league. They let me get LeBron James for pennies on the dollar.
328 pennies.
This is amazing. I can't believe I got the best player in the world. The best player in the world, okay? Not just the NBA, in the entire world. Probably the entire universe, depending on how you believe.
I just wanted you to have him so that you would sing his praises the entire season.
Oh, genius. So now here's the problem I had. All right. Franchise is in this league. Franchise 254. You know him and you love him or you hate him. Tomato.
I do not love.
You love you some franchise. So, is this a valid excuse? Hold on. Let me go to the tweets and let me look this up. I want to be accurate in my statement.
Make sure you're looking at the right Twitter feed.
Is this a valid excuse? Took a trip to the ER. Actually, everything is fine. Thanks for asking. I didn't ask, for one thing. My tweet was, wow, really, franchise? You're dodging us again during the draft. Is that a valid excuse? Is going to the ER a valid excuse?
When nothing is wrong?
Yeah, when nothing...
When you come out the other end and they say,
yeah,
you're good?
Yeah, that's my point.
How do we know that he's okay?
We don't. We don't okay. know if he's okay.
Maybe we should ask.
Hold on. All right. Fair enough. It sounds like this league wants to give franchise a pardon on the excuses. Apparently,
no,
going.
I just want to make sure he's okay.
He's actually okay until you say it's not okay. Is that as an excuse? You know what I told him? I told him you can draft in the app. Born did it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to turn your phone off in the ER, did he?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well,
you're
hey.
Supposed to, like, have your phone off in doctor's offices so, like, radio interference doesn't happen.
That's not even a thing. Stop. A thing. That is not a thing. Thing.
A thing.
You don't know. You're not a doctor.
Somebody in my family builds medical equipment. It's an electrical engineer who works with medical equipment.
That's big electrical lies. I don't believe it. Nobody believes that. That's like, remember when you couldn't turn your phone on a plane? Remember that? Now all of a sudden you can? Not a real thing.
They like changed wireless technologies in the times between that. Anyway.
So I agree with all of you too.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses when it comes to TPS NBA drafting. That's why they made the app, so that you can be in the ER. And why do you have... No, you don't have to shut off your phone. Shut up, Tomater.
Why didn't you add me to his team earlier so I could have...
Well, this is the big controversy now. Is we've decided to add another owner to the TPS NBA. And that owner, of course, is Tomater. But we were full, and everyone's active. So the only way to get Tomater in this league... is to make him a co-owner of an existing team. And the best team I could think of is making him co-owner with franchise. Now, are you guys going to, like, have a group chat, group hangout, email, strategies? I mean, how are you guys going to handle this?
I mean, he already changed the team name back from Team Fran Mater to Team Franchise. So... doesn't bode well for any sort of
He's also probably going to drop every guy that you add.
I'm not going to make any changes to this team. I am just here to do PR.
your team avatar needs some polish.
Yeah, you could do that. How about that?
I'll think of something.
That's PR.
Yeah.
Make us afraid of your team. Make us think twice when we play Team Fran Mater, Beast Mater, whatever.
Just Team Franchise.
The Beta Raiders, the Mater Raiders.
Whoa, there's no baiting going on.
I think this was a genius move by me, the commissioner. Mending fences.
The only other time I've been an owner in this league, I was also a co-owner. Like, you refuse to give me ownership of an actual team. Last time it was IMX Master.
I remember that.
Didn't that team win, like, zero games?
Look, man, it was a rough time. I didn't watch basketball then.
Tomater, you should at least change it to Team Franchise 707.
At least.
At least.
You need to have some kind of your fingerprints all over this team.
Yeah.
Somehow. Okay? So work on it.
I'll find a way.
Okay, so let's go through the teams really quickly. McLean, your team's terrible.
Which one? Basketball?
Yeah, basketball.
Not your Yahoo Basketball League.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your team and them being terrible.
I got Carl Anthony Towns, and he's good.
Is he?
Yeah.
got Dwayne Wade, dude.
Yeah, you got old Dwayne Wade.
I got old. Well, that's true.
You got Jeff Teague.
Ooh.
Jeff Teague's not bad.
Marvin Williams?
Starvin' Marvin?
He's a guy who gives me minutes.
Dirk? Oh, gross.
Oh, come on. That was the steal of the draft.
Who the hell is Tim Frazier?
I have no idea. he's good, though.
All right. I think. Wow.
Yeah. Did you see Barnes, though? He was good.
He was?
Kind of.
19-9. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, he literally did nothing else. No assists, no steals, no blocks. Did he even break a sweat?
Yeah, he played minutes, and he hit an important shot, so that's good.
What is going on in Dallas? Why is every player I click on have, like, 20 points?
Because.
Everyone can't score 20 points.
It's Dallas. That's how it works. Everyone except for the one guy I didn't get, Wesley Matthews. He was terrible, and I knew it.
You escaped.
So I escaped. I only got the good Mavs.
You're already giving up on Bogut, though.
Yeah, Bogut sucks. I got Marvin Williams, though.
You don't need Bogut, right?
Right. And Paul George? I got him for free. The best small forward in the league?
Wow, really?
For free?
Really?
Oh, my God. $259. That's it. That's the bargain. That and Dirk for double his value.
How much did you get Dirk for?
Let me see.
You overpaid.
$90.
You overpaid.
For the best power forward in the league, I have the best center, too. Like, this is just an all-star team. NBA first team. Just look at my roster.
I did. I'm not anymore. All right, Bourne, let's go over to your team.
I hate my team.
Oh, my gosh, I hate your team.
Yeah.
I think everyone hates your team.
Yeah, I was telling you, Diddy, I was pissed because foolishly I did research not thinking that the cap was actually like $700 more than what it actually was. And the iPad app, as soon as anybody was nominated, I couldn't find what their inflated perceived value what was going to be. So I didn't know what I was bidding. It's just complete chaos on the app.
You just got to go for it. What is he worth to you?
And I could only bid in $1 increments. So frustrating. I got back and forth with, like, I know McLean on a couple, and then on basketball reasons, I'm like, this is just ridiculous. I don't care this much to do $1 increments all the way up to 320. So it was like draft strategy fatigue.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I did it on the app too, and it is really bad. Oh, I was just mashing. When Dirk went up, I was just mashing.
Mashing.
Yeah,
and then a few tools in the draft lobby would then wait all the way down to 1 second when I thought I'd get it, and then I'd have to just keep incrementing by $1 then. It's like, okay, did I get it? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Raise by $1. Great. Now I have to raise by $1. Just
wait.
Fatigue.
I remember going back and forth with you $1 at a time.
Yeah.
Good time.
And I would not have done that normally. So you lucked out.
Okay. So you have, I'm looking at your team. It looks like you have one good player.
No, I've got a lot of good guards, but not a lot of big men, which is kind of the opposite of what I did last year. I got more big men than guards, but, yeah, I don't know what I'll do. I got a couple rookies or younger players that I'm not really sure about, so we'll see how that goes. And because I wasn't doing all that well, I took a spin on Simmons just to see when he's coming back, but it's like all over the board, whether or not he's coming back at all or like later in the year.
Or not at all.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So who knows?
All right. Let's take a look at Team Beastmater. And this was an auto-drafted team. Auto auctioned team.
We can still blame somebody, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Piss poor teamwork.
Yeah.
Co-ownership isn't looking so good.
You would have thought the team after the draft.
You would have thought guys who would go be in the emergency room would coordinate these things.
Yeah, like, hey, bro.
I'm going to be down and out for a while.
Yeah, you got this, right? Give me some dap.
Yeah, I'm not happy with this team.
What do you mean? Got
you
Kawhi
can't drag
Leonard.
your co-owner under the bus.
You need to take responsibility for this.
Yeah,
team.
Come on.
There are some highlights. We got Blake. We got Blake Griffin.
Is he still a thing?
I thought he was like going into UFC.
He needs to.
We got LaMarcus. We got Kawhi.
Boring.
We got Kyrie.
You also have George Hill. Patrick Beverly.
Speaking of which, when did he change his hair color? I was kind of freaked out about that on draft night.
Wait a minute. Is it back to black?
No.
Or is it still blonde?
It's still blonde.
Yeah, he had that last year.
Did he?
Yeah. Most of the season.
Is that why they traded him?
Absolutely. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Why? Is that because the Jazz is into blondes?
Is that what it is? Oh,
no, I'm just asking.
Oh, that is gross. Even he looks disappointed in his own hair.
Yeah, like not sure about cracking a smile.
I'm disappointed he didn't also bleach the goatee.
He needs to go all in, right?
Yep.
If you're going to do it, do your eyebrows as well.
Like, you're in Utah. Nobody cares. Like,
no, you're never going to be on TV. That's why you did it. He's like, I'm never going to be on TV. All right. You need to do something about these less than 10% owned players on your bench.
What?
That ain't going to work.
What?
And they're going down in ownership percentage.
Yeah, we're also starting Kyle Korver, which is a mistake.
Wow. All right. Let's take a look at the best team in the league right now. The TPS and Ball Riders. Ballin. Westbrook. LeBron James. Westbrook.
Joe Johnson.
LeBron James.
What else?
Westbrook and LeBron James. Look at them. Oh my gosh. I might not even put other players in the starting lineup.
Dude, you're starting a dude whose name is Tobias.
He's awesome. He is so good.
Wait a minute.
What?
You're killing me for dropping 90 on Dirk.
Yeah, what?
You put 73 on Gordon Hayward.
That was...
Yeah, he was out. How long is he out for?
Till mid-November.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I got Joe Johnson. I handicapped Hayward. Look at that. And look at Johnson. He's doing work. 29 points in 31 minutes. That's like, what? That's almost 56 points per 48 minutes.
I think he made the right move with Gordon Hayward. He's got a high basketball IQ.
Scrappy.
The other things. Yeah, scrappy.
High motor.
You know he plays League of Legends, right?
Oh!
Yeah.
Tomator, I'll trade him to you. Offer me something.
Nah, if we're playing the esports game, I want, Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin? What?
Did you see those, he like had some like Dota 2, like, what if the NBA players were Dota 2 teams, like bit during the international back when that was happening in like August.
Really?
For ESPN esports, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad I want to trade Hayward.
It's good thing he's giving all of his money away to Harvard.
Yeah, they really need it.
That's true. What the hell? And look at, I got the better pacer, McClain.
The quality of your team just drops off immensely after James.
I got the better pacer.
Still in love with old Detroit Piston former Greg Monroe.
That dude is money.
No.
Look at that. 10
he's
rebounds.
He's going to be gone.
10 rebounds.
He's
going to
be gone
game.
Out of Milwaukee. Everybody talks about how he's not part of their plans.
Defensive player of the year. Look at that. Two blocks, one steal.
Ooh, look at that shooting percentage.
Yeah.
Man, my team is stacked. Ennis Kanter. Look at that. Now that he's free from Durant, he's going off. Oh my gosh, my team is...
That's so him going off? I mean, it's okay.
He went off.
He went off.
Yeah,
Probably picked Aaron Gordon just because you liked him in the dunk contest, right?
Man, he can fly. He's so good.
Yeah.
I don't see how I lose a matchup this year. I just don't see it. This team, Ryan Anderson for free.
Dennis Schroeder.
For free. Yeah, Schroeds.
The Schroed?
The Schroed?
The Scrode.
The $70 million man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing work. Look at him. He's going off tonight.
Yeah. 8 points.
8 points on eight shots.
One rebound.
He's like a better version of Allen Iverson.
He has three turnovers?
Smoke him if you got him. Look at Russ Westbrook and LeBron are just the human triple doubles. They're like two players for one.
He didn't get it. Russ didn't get a triple double the other night.
Yeah, because they were holding them back. You're like, whoa there, young buck. Slow down there. We got 81 more of these.
Did you see the notes on LeBron's last game?
What? No. What's it say? MVP that, caliber?
No. Tuesday night's game was his 43rd career triple double, tying him with Fat Lever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fat Lever. Denver Nuggets. Love me some Fat Lever.
Whoa.
Didn't he play for the Mavs too?
I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, I don't know either.
That guy. What? That 80s basketball. Come on.
No.
Fat Lever. Now I know what the album art's going to be.
Better than last week's.
Francis wants to know what's up with Tomato being on his NBA squad. I'm just going to have to be honest with you. I'm going to have to be honest with him. It's good for downloads. How about them Wolverines? Number two in the nation.
For now.
How about them Ohio State Buckeyes? Got Sandusky'd.
Yeah, they lost the fire in that fourth quarter.
And they have a big one coming up this weekend too, don't they? Huge game. This is going to break their season type of game.
I was at Northwestern when I was in college, Northwestern Ohio State game, and saw them beat Ohio State that year. I think it was 2003.
Best day.
I think they'll take care of Northwestern. That's not going to be a problem.
Wait a minute. Don't they play Nebraska?
Not that I see.
Number seven?
Yeah, they play Nebraska.
Yeah, they play Nebraska. Oh, I'm sorry. In 2 weeks. What? They play Nebraska in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just look at their losses.
Come on. Do your homework.
Yeah. Don't be like me, dude. You're supposed to care about college football.
I only care about losses. Ohio State losses. 8 p.m. on 11/5 against Nebraska. It's at the shoe. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's at the horseshoe.
What happens if Nebraska goes undefeated? Because you don't play them.
Then we win the national championship.
Co-champs. Co-champs. Just like franchise and Metter.
Our team's going to win like one game.
Co-champs. Wow. Are they in the same division? No.
No. They're West.
So they would play for the championship then, the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to walk all over Nebraska. Who's Nebraska?
Nebraska's actually had to play real teams this year.
Are you kidding me?
Already. They beat Oregon.
When Michigan beats a team, they turn into a real team. Michigan's played a real schedule all season.
Michigan hasn't played a ranked team this year.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who has Nebraska played? Now all of a sudden Oregon. You're in Nebraska. Oregon's terrible. Isn't Oregon like 2-5?
They're ranked, I don't know.
They're not ranked.
Yeah, they are 22nd.
Yeah, they were. They've lost five straight. They are 2-5. You don't know.
A rough one.
Wow.
By the way, did you guys see what happened to Westbrook last night?
What did he do besides go off?
That 76ers fan flipped him off.
What did he do? Try to suck his finger or something?
No, he bird flip.
Whoa. Has he been fined or suspended or anything?
I don't know.
My dude with the t-shirt underneath the jersey giving Russ the double.
That's how you gotta do it.
He says he's a part-time comedian.
Really?
Was he on or off the clock at this time?
It's hard telling. But Westbrook was confused and he was like, can you do that? Can he do that?
He can do that. They can pretty much do whatever they want.
Yeah. even throw snowballs at Santa.
Yeah. Terrible. Just terrible. All right. What else? The World Series is on. Currently tied one game apiece. Chicago Cubs exposed the pitching staff of the Cleveland Indians last night.
Just after Cleveland had done it to them the night before.
This is what you can expect for the rest of the series until Kluber pitches again. Then expect probably a no-hitter.
One can hope.
And of course.
Game three is a deciding game.
I would.
Cleveland is going to go off on Lackey.
Who's pitching? Who's going against them? Is that Kluber when Kluber comes back?
No.
He's coming back in game four. Yep.
Yeah, so Kluber versus Lackey.
So the risk is if it goes seven, Kluber's going to pitch three times in the series.
Yep. He basically has to. It's not like it would necessarily choose to do that.
Right. No. Yeah, he has to. Right? But that might not work out though. That's a lot of pitching. That's a lot of stress. I mean, this isn't a regular season game. This isn't a regular season series. That's the intensity.
It's the final series. You go home and rest afterwards.
Yeah, but yep. The stress, that's a lot to put on him.
They have team doctors.
Wait a minute. Did you just advocate shooting up? I think you just told him to roid up.
I never said that.
You did not say it though.
We were never talking about PEDs.
You said there's team doctors.
Yeah, the team doctors will look after the health of his arm.
And roid him up.
No. Maybe a cortisone shot.
Wow. Mm.
This is like the first time in the postseasons that the Indians may have to actually play a real long series also though. So like,
yeah,
this is their first real test.
I don't know. They played the top two teams in the American League.
Yeah, but come on. Come on.
Like Boston would have been a completely different scenario if they had faced you guys.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have. What are you talking about? They would have been swept.
No way.
Philippe, reverse sweep then. They can win game one and then boom, boom, boom.
That's not a reverse sweep.
That's the reverse.
A reverse sweep would be like a 3-1 lead or a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, that's what a reverse sweep would be.
Wow.
You didn't do any research before tonight's show.
Actually, what I did was, my research was I watched the latest episode of Atlanta. I came down here.
Wow.
I was like, are the Bulls on? Eh, I can't find it. Ooh, Atlanta. Okay. That'll work.
Why would you put yourself through watching the Bulls?
Because Dwayne Wade. Huh. What? He's a superstar.
Does he sit in a wheelchair when he's on the bench?
Wow. What are you talking about? He had one of his best seasons ever last year. Can't believe the Heat let him escape.
They didn't let him. They kind of pushed him out.
Wow. Plus they got Rondo, the human assist.
They just, Miami just didn't have you to be dealing out all the, ridiculous dollar values to players. So they're like, no, we actually gotta curb our spending this time.
They were bidding a dollar at a time.
Yeah.
All right. What else in the sports world? The Lions are amazing again. See them come back again. Stafford, fourth quarter victory. I mean, I've said it once, I've said it a million times. MVP. Let's take together. MVP. 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 Well, you guys aren't doing
MVP?
It. MVP? MVP. MVP. MVP.
Most valuable player.
Wow. All right. That didn't work.
Did you guys see that video clip of Rob Gronkowski talking about his career touchdown records?
What did he say?
Which I just linked.
What did he say?
You should watch that video.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just surprised he didn't do any type of like puppeteering motions or anything like that.
He like stares into the eyes of the reporter as he tells them that he's one away from 69 touchdowns. He stares in their eyes and then says, if you know what I mean, and smiles. Like, he's wearing like a sweater underneath a blazer. He's like 30.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
All right, what else in the world of sports do we need to get to before
Do we have to talk about hockey?
Ooh, I just learned a couple things about hockey. Let me break them down for you. The Red Wings are amazing. Wait, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? The Red Wings are a hockey team.
Yes.
Okay, that didn't make you laugh. But them being amazing made you laugh? Really? Aren't they the best team in the NHL?
Are you probably? I don't know. I don't pay attention.
What?
What are you talking about? I thought you were the hockey guy.
I know what. It's like the beginning of the season. The first, like, hockey lasts for, like, basically from when baseball ends to when baseball starts, which is a pretty long. It ends in, like, June because they have, like, 8 best of 7 series. Like, hockey goes forever. I don't really start paying attention to hockey until, like, October, November. Like, it's just going to take a while for things to shake out. I'm not really on top of it right now. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life.
Wow.
Like,
well, let me give you the breakdown early on in the season. The Red Wings have won 5 games in a row. They are 4-0 at home, and they're on the pace to win about 70 games this season. They are currently 3rd in their division.
What else you got there on that stats page, you did?
What else did Atlanta teach you about hockey?
Let's see. They're +7 in goal differential. Mm-hmm. They're 5-2 in their last 10, even though that doesn't add up to 10. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. They have played 7 total games.
How many points do they have?
10 points. They are leading the league if the league didn't have 4 teams ahead of them. So,
do you know how the point system works in hockey?
You get like 2 points for a win, right? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Oh, you get 1 point for a tie.
You get 1 point for an overtime loss.
What? You lose. Why do you get a point if you lose?
Because they don't play, like, when you get to the postseason, they just don't have tie games. You just play until somebody wins.
So why not do that in the regular season?
In the regular, cause you get really tired. Cause it kills your players. So in the regular season, they do like a 4-on-4 period for a while. Then they do a 3-on-3 period for a while.
What?
Then they go to a shootout.
4-on-4, then 3-on-3?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
They used to just do 4-on-4, then 4-on-4, and then a shootout. But too many games were going to shootouts. And
this is why nobody likes hockey. No, this is why nobody likes hockey.
too many idiosyncrasies.
Leave it on the ice. Actually, didn't somebody bring up in football, wasn't it Russell Wilson who said that they should settle overtime games by a field goal kickoff? Like a field goal? Field goal off? I don't know what way. Just
speaking of Russell Wilson, though, didn't he just like, he marries Sierra and then immediately gets her pregnant.
Of course.
Well, they were practicing abstinence before they got married. Of course you know that's going to happen.
He couldn't stick it in.
I don't know. I'm just saying. A little quick there, Russ. A little quick on the draw.
What are you trying to say? Just say it.
Well, apparently the timing was spot on.
Yeah, he nailed it. That was a touchdown. He slipped and fell in her. Whoa. Whoa. All right, what's next? Update?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's do the update.
Hold on. I didn't have it ready. Gotta click over.
You had to close your Atlanta window.
Yeah, gotta close my Atlanta window. All right.
The Red Wings page.
Let's go to week 7 matchups. Let's see what happened in week 7. The TPS NFL Crop Tops, 115. Oscar Escalabra, 98. What happened?
I had a pretty much a no-show by Beckham. A definite no-show by Nelson. Otherwise, I would have been in it.
Wait, I already said in the Smackboard, you cannot use Jordy Nelson as an excuse. I called it.
Well, yes, Claire, technically I used my Lacey excuse. But, what? I mean, Giovanni Bernard, Spencer Ware, and LeGarrette Blount all got me 14 points or higher. So it's kind of a weak excuse, actually, because I doubt Lacey would have gotten that high.
So what you're actually saying is I won the trade.
Why can't I? No, because McKinnon is injured too.
McKinnon is scoring points.
and Glauber didn't start Quincy Enunwa.
Right. So I'm winning the trade.
Why can't I use the Nelson? You said that I couldn't, but you never gave any explanation as to why.
Because I called it.
Wow.
Wow.
So when's the trade offer for Jordy Nelson going through you, Diddy?
I'm just saying. Sometimes you gotta sell high to buy low. And in this case, I sold average and still won the trade. I'm winning all my trades this year. That's what this is coming down to.
What's your record?
Wow. Really?
You're kind of doing like instead of like a reverse sweep, it's like a reverse start of the season compared to my record.
Oh, I only measure – this season is all about trades. That's how I measure if I win. Did I win the trade?
This season of fantasy football is all about trades. This season in college football is all about losses.
I am 3-0 in trades right now. I'm undefeated in trades.
Okay.
How do I reset this?
Tell all the teams that you face in the consolation round that when you beat them.
I can't wait to get my $50.
You did it. Melvin Gordon scored 29 points this week. How are you winning that trade?
Oh, come on, Tomato. Who's counting?
How can you claim you won the trade and then not count? This is a game of numbers.
Next matchup. Mexico Brownies 101. Straight trash. 73. How did you do it, Brownies?
I played the guys who weren't on a bye.
That's a good strategy. I can agree with that.
And then I won.
Even with the Bills D.
Yes. Even with the Bills
Despite
D.
Despite the Bills D, you pulled out a victory. And what in the heck is going on with the Jai? What's going on with him?
What do you mean? That's him.
That's who he
that's
is?
That's what he does. 200 yards, a couple touchdowns.
Like, I mean, you think...
Sounds like the team doctors helped him out.
Roiding up.
Yeah.
Why did you put Super Bowl preview in the smack board?
Oh, well, I thought a straight trash homie was good. But
he's not good?
No.
Wow.
I mean, he could have started 2 14-point players over... The 2 Chicago players he chose to start, which are never a good option.
Oh my gosh. But... 2 and 1 point from his Bears. Let's see here. And he has 2 guys out. Roethlisberger out. I won the trade. Another more
Wait,
evidence.
Did you play Russell Wilson though?
More evidence that I won the trade. In this case, I don't have to play him because he's active. He could have been played. Roethlisberger, no chance. Can't be played. Just eating up a roster spot. Eating up an injured reserve slot. Just, man.
Yeah, eating up the extra slot that we have for injured players.
That's just called burying treasure.
What I call it is winning the trade. That's what I call it. Next matchup. In Caldwell We Trust, 111, Boss Hog Outlaws 77. And this was a matchup of our top 2 teams. One team has a new avatar of Tom Brady in Angel Wings. I'm liking what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, look at in Caldwell. All he does is score points every week. Look at Boss Hog. Matt Jones, 0. Allen Robinson, 0. 3 zeros on his bench. He's going to have to do something about this.
He does have an IR player not in his IR slot.
Right, exactly. I won the trade.
You didn't trade with either of these players.
Just wait. I got something for those zeros, Boss Hog. Get at me. Help me help you. It's the right move. Heirloom Tomatoes, 112. Team Torque, 63. And this is just wrong, Tomato. This is like beating up a handicapped retarded kid.
Sorry, I guess I shouldn't.
And then you looked in the mirror and be like, "Why am I hitting myself?"
Hey, at least I didn't. At least I didn't start Andrew Luck. At least I didn't start Andrew Luck. I had some restraint. Could have really messed him up, but chose not to take the extra 11 points.
And you'll never make that mistake again.
No, I probably will. I love Alex Smith.
my God.
Competent game manager.
Check down. Captain check down.
Yeah, Captain check down.
Check it down. Wow. All right. We'll stick with that. We'll see how it works. And again.
Shovel pass Smith. Is that also acceptable?
Yep. Yep.
Also, EDD.
What?
Melvin Gordon alone outscored Latavius Murray and Demaryius Thomas this week. So who's winning the trade?
I don't know. We got to look through the whole season. I don't just measure it in one matchup.
It happened last week, too, and the week before that.
Wow.
And the week before that.
Really?
Yes. I'm keeping track. You know I'm keeping track.
I don't. Wait till the season's over before you count your chickens.
Don't trade with math majors, EDD.
He's got a spreadsheet and shit. All kinds of graphs, numbers, charts. Yeah.
So statistics much, like, in this game that's based on player statistics.
Got like three calculators. One specifically for Melvin Gordon.
I think the phrase spreadsheet, that's the first time I've ever heard you say spreadsheet quote and shit.
That's a major trash talk right there.
That is. You stepped it up big time there.
All right, let's see. Next one. Team Franchise 73 on top. Team Disturbed 60. The decline of Disturbed continues. Another week, another low score, another loss. Franchise, which is a terrible team. Don't attack me for saying that. That's the truth. Your team is bad. Don't get on a plane or anything.
Yeah, 2-5 is not a record you want your team to have.
Whoa. I just said his team was bad. I didn't say anything about his record. Well, you're really going after it, aren't you, Tomato? Wow.
Some of us do count wins and losses in this league.
Pro tip, don't do that. Never works out. Let's see. The best player that Team Disturbed has is the Giants defense, leading his team with 20 points. Never a good thing when your defense is your top scorer. Let's see. Now, Franchise has a little bit of growth here because he didn't have his main chicken and Cam Newton at quarterback. So this could have been a little bit better. I mean, I think things are looking up for Franchise. Maybe he's turned the tide, turned the corner. Plus the Eagles defense scoring 25 points against Minnesota. I mean, this could be a team to watch here at about the halfway point in our season.
I'm really glad Team Disturbed is now, only now, deciding to lose games instead of the week where he scored 105 points on me. It was beautiful, beautiful work, beautiful timing, Team Disturbed.
And the last matchup, Team Chuck Norris, 83, and Team I Got Robbed, the TPS NFL Rough Riders.
I got robbed. Are you talking about your trades?
Your trades.
What is going on with my team? And what the hell, JT? You can't check mark it too.
You did that before it was over too. You could have still won with.
Yeah, he did that while Demaryius Thomas was very close to winning.
I know. Damn it. But so here's the thing with my team. They're terrible. They're terrible. My team is terrible. How can I win all the trades and get worse?
You know why? You know why your team's trade are terrible is because we haven't done the commish corner.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Because then we would have definitive proof to just see what's going on in your head as to why you keep the certain players that you do.
Oh, my team is so bad. So inconsistent. Todd Gurley.
That's got to be one of the worst first round picks in the history of our league.
He's owned by 99.9% of leagues in ESPN.
That means there are more people just like you playing fantasy football.
He is undroppable. You can't be dropped.
And look, Amari Cooper, 2 points, also owned in 99.4% of leagues.
No, but he's a dog. He is a dog.
A brown?
Look at what he did the last 2 weeks. 138 in the touchdown, 129, 10 receptions.
Did you win both of those weeks?
We should have went PPR. I knew it. I knew we should have went PPR. Damn.
Nope, it didn't help you in week 6, and it didn't help you in week 5 either, so who cares?
I agree with what you guys are saying that JT should get no credit for this loss. This is on me. His team is still bad. His team is still bad.
Credit for a loss when he won.
I mean, we can actually now use the phrase that we can't play Team Rough Riders every week.
Wow.
At least you started Matthew Stafford. At least you got the points this week. Like, there was a very, you had a very efficient bench this week, but you really need to figure out what's going on with your running back.
What are you talking? I've just been waiting for Riddick to
and
come
look
back.
Look at that well of 14 points he can draw from his bench.
but look who I scooped up during the bye week. The Cowboys defense. Oh yeah.
What was that all about?
Oh yeah, swooping in.
I guess that's good.
I won the waiver wires. A
team that hasn't gotten double-digit defensive points all season.
I just won the waiver wire.
Chuck Norris didn't even start Brandon LaFell, which would have been huge. Like, he...
Was that Angry Baby, right? Or no, this was his second game back. Oh, he's on Cincinnati. What am I thinking? I didn't do any research. All right, let's move on to Week 8 preview. Of the matchup, Straight Trash Homie taking on Tomaters. Straight Trash currently has a 12-point lead because Thursday Night Football's on right now. Marcus Mariota has 8, and DeMarco Murray has 4.
With these primetime matchups? These are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
The league sucks.
No. Everyone hates Thursday Night Football, even the NFL. That's why they put these matchups. They're like, here's the worst matchup of the week. Put it on Thursday night.
Stream it on Twitter so nobody will really
stream it on Twitter and get some hashtags going. I'm giving you the loss, Tomater.
I'm taking the loss. This is my last loss of the season.
Are you calling it?
Wait, what?
He just called it.
I'm not calling it, but it's my last loss of the season.
wait, that is calling. You just called it. You can't just say
it. Oh, speaking of calling it, last week he did.
Yeah.
On the podcast, you guaranteed a win.
Did I?
Yes.
I didn't. Are you sure?
I'm sure you did, because you put it into the smack board immediately when you said it.
Sounds like your guarantee privileges have been revoked.
You know what? We're not to my matchup, but I'm going to reveal something really shocking. Let's get through the rest of these, all right? Next matchup, Galabra.
If it's that you're going to lose, that's not a shock.
Galabra against Boss Hog Outlaws, both 4-2. What are you going to do, Galabra?
What? We're both 5-2.
Oh, both 5-2. What are you going to do?
You really are off your game tonight. Well, I'm definitely not going to take any pointers from you. I can't use my Eddie Lacy excuse this week. Can I use Jordy Nelson as my excuse?
I'll allow it.
Only since they're playing Atlanta?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So I guess that's my potential excuse then this week.
You're starting the Browns defense, which is a bold move.
Yeah, I had the Jets and I picked up the Browns instead.
Yeah, I saw you.
Jets have been giving up a lot of interceptions and a lot of sacks. So we'll see how it goes. See some three nice weeks of negative points by the Cleveland defense. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm gonna vote against you.
All right.
Let me get my vote in. I gotta practice for a couple weeks from now. Boom. Get my practice in. Make sure about my voting game.
Practice voting for Boss Hogs to win.
On top, Team Disturbed taking on In Caldwell We Trust. Free win for In Caldwell. He'll be 6-2 this time next week. Team Franchise 2-5 against TPS NFL Crop Top. Sorry, what?
Team Disturbed has 3 players on bye week still.
And he hasn't set his lineup?
Set your lineups.
Or get bubbled. Team Franchise 2-5 against TPS NFL Crop Tops 4-3. Crop Tops going to 5-3. Unbelievable. What's happened with the Crop Tops? Another team that was brought in to give me free wins. Not living up to their end of the bargain.
What a backfire.
You're on the bubble now. Mexico Brownies losing big to Team Chuck Norris, currently down 2 points to nothing. And I don't think Chuck has said it. Has he set his lineup?
He has not set his lineup.
He has not set his lineup because he's projected at 63 total points.
He's probably still celebrating from
Robert. the check mark just blew through his entire like calendar. He thought he won the Super Bowl.
And the TPS NFL Rough Riders taking on Team Twerk. And since you took my guarantee away, I'm going to mix it up. And I'm going to assure everyone of a victory this week.
Team Twerk hasn't set their lineup yet either. But they're still only 3 points behind you.
I've been working the math on this matchup all week. I'm like, how the hell could, no matter what I do, I'm projected nothing. No matter what I do, I can't get any points. I'm just hoping he doesn't set his lineup. Just fingers crossed he doesn't set his lineup.
Ugh. Well, I don't understand. He's not really been present in football, but he was definitely there on Sunday night for the draft.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. He was all about, he was all about the NBA. He loves auction drafts. What can I say? It's all about them auction drafts.
They're addicting.
Alright, the power rankings. I didn't do week 6 power rankings, but I did do the week 7 power rankings. So let's go through them real quick. And wait a minute, wasn't there a bunch of smack talk in the league smack board? I wanna go back to that, week 7. What was being said? Cause there was a lot of activity going on in that week.
We basically went over it all.
Did we? Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything.
There was some talk about Yahoo Leagues, which is a real bubble team move.
Oh, that's right. I threatened you all that you guys are lucky this isn't my Yahoo team. That's right. And you are.
Yeah, you're the one that started it and you're calling everybody else out.
Number 12, Team Franchise, down one. Number 11, Team Twerk, down one. Number 10, Team Chuck Norris, down two to number 9, on top Team Disturbed, down 2 to number 8, the TPS NFL Rough Riders. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Ugh. Number 7.
It's looking like this algorithm is more and more, reliable.
I don't like it. I'm gonna have to rejigger. Number 7, Mexico Brownies, up 1. Number 6, up 3, the TPS NFL Crop Tops continue to rise. Number 5, Straight Trash Homie, down 3. Boss Hog also down 3 to number 4. Heirloom Tomatoes up 2 to number 3. Galabra up 2 to number 2. And number 1, In Caldwell We Trust. And I think we have a trend going on here. And the trend is the Rough Riders keep going down every week in the power rankings. The hell?
I mean, if you had been properly rating yourself this entire time, you wouldn't be diving now. You would already be at this level, but.
Wow. Unbelievable. Can't wait to win this week. It's gonna feel so good.
This is also what happens when you actually count wins and losses in the league and then see how your team stacks up instead of trades.
I'm 3-0 in trades. 3-0. All right, let's move on to, I haven't even checked the pick'ems yet. Let's go into the pick'ems. Let's see what's going on in B. Smith Spread Group sponsored. Oh, this one isn't sponsored by the Blue Shack Podcast. Everything else is sponsored by the Blue Shack Podcast. We appreciate the support. Number 9, Bourne, 36 points, way behind, way, way behind. No chance of catching up. Probably should stop making picks. And number 8. Number 7, a hop, skip, and a jump away from first. E. Diddy 999 with 50 points.
Screw you.
Number 6, Franchise with 51. Rondra with 52 at number 5. Tomato at 4 with 53. And Caldwell with 56 at 3. Tied for first, McLean and JT both with 57. And if you haven't yet, make sure you go to your entries and make your auto picks now. And I'm pretty sure, yep, I already did. All I'm seeing is a good like 12 points here next week. And oh yeah, don't let the Jaguars come back, Titans. Come on now. I auto-picked you. Make daddy happy. All right, what else? Anything else? Anything we missed? Anything we need to go over before we end this?
What's your World Series prediction?
Cubs in six.
Hold on, real quick.
Go ahead.
McClain dropped Tony Romo.
What? McClain!
What?
Wait a minute. What? Just last week you were saying, no, doesn't matter, Dak, whatever, if he wins, it's all about Romo, put him in, he's the better quarterback, sucky sucky. What happened?
I actually needed my IR slot.
You needed your IR slot for somebody who you would really want to keep that could score you points.
Yeah, so I had to make a tough decision. And when you know, sometimes it's about what you want versus winning.
I hear you. You know, I know what you're talking about.
The best of all time, of course.
No, I didn't know.
I think we can all agree on that.
I don't agree with you one at all.
I want to win.
We should get the transcript of what you just said to Jerry Jones when he actually decides to bench Romo.
Well, he's making the same decision I just made. You know, even though Romo's the greatest of all time, you know, you got to win. You know, Edidi, he can afford to have all these lines on his team because his team is terrible.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter.
Wow.
But I can't afford to do that.
His lines are his best players.
Wow. I don't think you...
And those are all the players that he did not trade for.
I'm going to need a ruling on this because McClain has been all about Romo for years. And if there's one person who can't drop one player, it's McClain and Romo. Am I right?
Maybe the romance has ended.
I'm thinking, and hear me out on this, I'm thinking that we should remove a win from McClain and just give it to the Rough Riders. Just as a penalty, just a one-time penalty.
Why would it go to the Rough Riders, though?
Well, why not? I mean, give me a good reason why not. Exactly.
It's not like they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, but it's not like they're in playoff contention, right?
What do you mean? Let me check. If the playoffs started today, ooh, they were way down there. Woo! Way down there. Woo! Number 9. That's not good. Man, I better win that $50.
And you'd be facing Norris again.
No! How did he get 10? Damn it!
He got the Rough Rider bump.
That was definitely a Rough Rider bump.
How am I the higher ranked team? They just lost to him. That's wrong. Wow. All right, let's see here. Let's go through this real quick. Caldwell would be 1, Glauber would be 2, then it would be Outlaws, Brownies in the 3-6, and the Tomaters and Trash in the 4-5. Tomater, you're on the verge of not making the playoffs.
I'm gonna make the playoffs, Edidi.
If the playoffs started today, you would almost not make the playoffs.
If the playoffs started today, I'm 2 positions away from not being in the playoffs. Of the teams who are out of the playoffs, who are going to make it into the playoffs, a.k.a. the Crop Tops, and that's the
Rough
only
Riders.
Team.
The Rough Riders.
We got to figure out when you get mathematically eliminated so we can lock this down real quick. But this league is not that close. There are a fleet of teams who are up towards the top.
Right.
And then there is a big skill gap. And then there are the teams who are 2-5.
What are you trying to say? You're 4-3.
Edidi, I have the most points. I have the second. I have like the fourth most points against me in the league. It doesn't matter how many points are against me.
That sounded like he was going down as the well as fast as Edidi was in his total standings.
I am a hop, skip, and a jump away from you. You're lucky I don't play you every week. Actually, I'd probably be 0-1, whatever. Every week.
I'm pretty sure you would have lost every week.
All right. What else? Anything else?
I've got a consultant with the commish.
All right, let's do it.
Real quick. Hold on, I've been offered a trade.
Let me play your...
Do this to your own detriment, Mater.
Hold on.
No, this is where Infinity shines. This is his wheelhouse.
Actually, all of my consultant with the commissions have been gold. Check the record.
What's your record?
On weeks that I've consulted with E. Diddy, like the one time I did it, I lost.
No, but I would have lost anyway. Wasn't there one time that you lost and you didn't take my advice?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
I do.
That's probably good enough for him.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so it's a pretty straightforward one-for-one player trade. Both Denver Broncos.
All right.
I'm being asked to send away Demaryius Thomas.
Okay, he doesn't do anything. Trust me, I know.
Or C.J. Anderson.
Yes, do it immediately. Absolutely.
No, what? No.
Yes.
Oh, Anderson's injured.
Yes. Accepted. Anderson's got injured.
He said yes.
I didn't do any research.
Oh no.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys are dumb.
I just won that
this
trade.
That's the last segment of this show.
Hold on. I don't have any ending music yet.
Just tell us that you're playing something. Even though we can now hear it. Just fake it.